Blog Talk Radio.
AKA the late night dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stokers and Beer radio show. Stokers and Beer is the official platform for the professional armchair quarterback to call in and talk about the sport he or she loves the most. The call in line is 515-602-9687, 515-602-9687. Stokers and Beer is broadcasting live from Chula Vista, California, WBEST, that's W, that's Chula Vista, California. Time on deck is 8:03 a.m. It is 45 degrees and sunny in San Diego, California. Today's topic is Celps Say No to the Lake Show. Boston defeats L.A. in NBA action. The hosts will debate pro armchair quarterbacks in front of a live global listening audience regardless of what they love. Topics covered but not limited to would be Jason Tatum, LeBron James, Celtics, and Lakers. The hosts will discuss breaking news and action from the NBA, NCAA men's and women's sports, NHL, NFL, and World Cup. We'll also be covering stuff like the XFL, USFL, and fan control football for my pro developmental football street free agents out there looking to get an opportunity to play professional football to attain film in the spring to move them up to the XFL in the summertime, USFL in the summertime, and possibly an NFL summer camp opportunity based on their film. Anyway, again, for those just tuning in, this is the Stokers and Beer Radio Show. I am your host, Ramiro Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning. Again, topic for today is Celps Say No to the Lake Show, Boston defeats L.A. in NBA action. Call in to the show to debate the host or correct the host on any errors I might make. Call in 515-602-9687. I want to also start off by saying I apologize for the last 2 days. I didn't do a show on Monday because I wasn't really feeling all that well. And then same thing with Tuesday. The late night dog been up under a little bit of weather and then, you know, had some doctor's appointments he had to attend to, stuff like that. So I just want to say I apologize out there to my live global listening audience. And also for those that might have been looking for an episode for Monday and Tuesday, I apologize I didn't do a show those 2 days. Because, like I tell everybody, when you're trying to go into business, make sure that you don't go in as an entrepreneur. Go in as a corporation with a staff, because as a corporation, first of all, you can write your show off as a tax write-off for the expenses. And number two, if you're a corporation and you have a board and a staff and stuff like that, even if it's just like two or three people working with you, if somebody's down, you got two other people to carry on the show. But when you're like myself, unfortunately, as an entrepreneur, sole proprietor by myself, I'm everything on this show. I'm the host. I'm the engineer. I'm the sound tech. I'm the director. I'm everything. So when I get sick, the show gets sick. When I got an appointment, the show has an appointment. So I just want to take a minute to just say I apologize for some time I'm not able to be on the show. And that's why I always say Stogies and Beer can be heard most, and the key word is most, Mondays through Thursdays, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And that most covers days that I may be sick or whatever the case may be. That most also covers if I can't get an 8 o'clock time slot, 30 or 9 o'clock time slot. But 8 o'clock time slot has been pretty much open to me because the most people are at work that do shows like this, and they can't broadcast during this time. Fortunately for me, I'm blessed to be able to be at home and run my show and everything like that and run my business at this current time. So my 8 o'clock time slot is usually pretty much available every day. So with that being said, again, today's topic is So Say No to the Lake Show, Boston Feast L.A. in NBA action. Last night, if you saw the game on the monitor last night, it was a very exciting game, very competitive game. I thought that AD played well. I thought that LeBron James played well. I believe they both put up about 30 points apiece. And then Russell Westbrook coming off the bench, playing in spots. He put up 20 points, had a good defensive game last night. I thought their big three played well. Lakers' big three played well. And even though Westbrook is not starting, he's coming off on the bench, and he's part of certain packages. And I think he pretty much runs that second unit. The thing about it is they still have a big three. Even with Westbrook not starting, that's still the big three: Russell Westbrook, LeBron James, and AD. They played a hell of a game last night. They were down. They came back. Celtics came back. I mean, it was just a hell of a game last night. I mean, it was like those old Boston Celtics and L.A. Laker games, like back when Larry Bird and Magic Johnson was going at it. That's the vibe, that's the feel it had. Jason Tatum hit an awesome shot. He did like some kind of turnaround, step back, Bobby Jack shot on LeBron James. I don't know what kind of foul trouble LeBron was in, but he contested it, but he didn't, you know, get up on him. It's either, you know, and defend him. He didn't do it in a tight physical defense. But at the same time, the move that Jason Tatum put on him was sort of like a step back Bobby Jack off of a turnaround, off a turnaround move, and then he stepped back and he gave himself some space against LeBron James and sunk a nice jump shot that put him up. Right before that, the problem was Anthony Davis didn't hit those 2 points to seal the deal. Had Anthony Davis hit those two free throws, that would have been game over for the Celtics. They'd have dropped, I believe, their third game in about three outings. But I think they lost the last two games. And in the last game, the Boston Celtics played, I think they got beat by a significant margin. So I feel like had Anthony Davis sunk those two shots at the end of the game, right with just ticks left on the clock, they'd have sealed the deal. But they didn't do it. Tatum went down, dribbled the ball, kind of like, you know, drove the ball through his legs, done that turnaround move, step back Bobby Jack, swish, overtime. Overtime, because when LeBron James came back down the court, he tried to hit a three. Of course, you want to have the ball in the man's hands. You know, he is the man. LeBron James is still the man. He can do whatever he want to do when he want to do it. Nobody can do anything about it. But he just took a bad shot. It was a bad three. You know, LeBron James was being so big, so strong, when he takes those shots, sometimes they kind of rim out. You know, but however, that was a hell of a game last night. If you'd like to call into the show and give your thoughts and comments on this game, Boston defeats L.A. in NBA action, call in to 515-602-9687. Definitely call in and when you call in, just raise your hand, put your hand in queue, and I'll come to you, and then you can tell us what you're thinking. When you come onto the line, just say your first initial, last initial, and the state you're calling from. First initial, last initial, state that you're calling in from. And then we'll get you on air so you can tell us your thoughts about this topic or whatever other topic you like to talk about that that comes across the monitor. I mean, we talk about football because we talk a lot about the NFL because it's still the football talk show, but we also talk a lot about the NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, World Cup. Speaking of World Cup, I think that Lionel Messi had a good game yesterday, taking leading his team into the World Cup. He's going to get an opportunity to finally get a World Cup championship. I think this will be his first one. For some reason, I thought that being so talented that he already maybe had one or two World Cups, but I think they're saying this is his first one. You can definitely call it to the show. Correct me if I'm wrong. At the same time, who we have? We had a couple key signings in Major League Baseball yesterday, a couple key signings. I'll get those names to you as they come across the monitor. But big news in other sports, like I said, World Cup. Croatia got defeated by Argentina. Argentina is going to be moving on to the Final Four, and I got to find out who's the other two teams that are going at it. I think they're going to be playing today to find out who's going to be going into the Final Four who's going to be going into the World Cup final, rather. The Final Four is already going on, and Argentina has already advanced to the World Cup championship, so we got to find out who they'll be playing, I believe, today. We had some key signings in baseball. I forgot the young man's name, but I got it on my Twitter page. I liked it, so I can share that with you guys. A big key signing in baseball yesterday. This baseball winter meetings and stuff like that going on. Baseball is getting ready to kick back up, coming up in the in March, you know, or April, you know, right after March Madness for NCAA basketball is over. You know, baseball will be right back. For some reason, it seems like baseball comes back up on us so quick, maybe because they play so long. And then, you know, I don't think it doesn't seem like they're always out. They're out for a whole 6 months or so. Seems like they're on the out about some like 4 months, and then seems like they're already back. But anyway, maybe that's just the way it feels. I could be wrong. NFL news, you know, Jerry Jones says there's going to be continued interest in Odell. Should the Cowboys move on from pursuing OBJ? This is about the OBJ watch. Well, that's what's coming across the monitor about OBJ. Jerry Jones is saying there's going to be continued interest. I guess he's saying just not this year because he's not going to be available to play. They need him to test that. They need to see that knee warmed up, stretched out. He needs to be able to run routes in the playoffs. I think the last word I got, they said that he'll be ready to play in about five weeks or something like that. So I guess he was saying just let him come on in and he'll be ready by the time the playoffs start. But no team wants to spend money on that. We can just get you next year in free agency and probably for even less than we were going to pay you this time. So I think that they'll probably eventually bring him in, but it'll be in the off season. But that's what's coming across the monitor right now across my screen. As soon as I get a chance, I'm going to rattle off some scores and everything as they come up on the monitor for NCAA men's and women's basketball and stuff like that. So it's also bowl season coming up. We, you know, got bowl season coming up, you know, here in San Diego. I've got the Holiday Bowl and the Poinsettia Bowl. Holiday Bowl is going to be Texas Tech and Ole Miss. Texas Tech and Ole Miss on December the 28th, looks like. So, we got the Holiday Bowl. I got to see who's playing in the Poinsettia Bowl here in San Diego. That's one thing I like about living in a major city, in a major type of city, is because, you know, and we're a port city as well. I like living here because when you're a port city, it's always something going on. When you're a major city, it's always something going on. And we got the two big bowl games for NCAA football, the Poinsettia Bowl and the Holiday Bowl. And everybody know the Holiday Bowl is where magic happens. You know, that goes all the way back in the day with Doug Flutie, I believe, in Boston College with the Hail Mary, if I'm remembering right. But the Holiday Bowl always you know, Holiday Bowl usually turns out a lot of action. I think last year, due to weather, I think the Holiday Bowl got canceled, if I'm correct. They canceled it last year because the field conditions were so soggy. And I remember last year, buses coming in here and everything like that. And, you know, they were here. The teams were here. I remember the teams downtown rolling in, but they wound up canceling because it was bad weather during this time last year. So that was crazy. Yeah, but anyway, with all that being said, you know, for those just tuning in, you know, this is the Stokers and Beer Radio Show. And our topic for today is an NBA topic. The Celtics say no to the Lakers. Boston defeats L.A. in NBA action. Celtics say no to the Lakers. So Boston defeats L.A. in NBA action. And like I said, that was a hell of a game last night. And I'm just happy to see Russell Westbrook, how he's settling in. He's settling in to what he's trying to do. He's settling into his role. He's settling into his action. He's settling into his role coming off the bench. He's accepted that role. I'm just happy to see Russell Westbrook just settling in, still being a part of the big three, but just in another way. I like what the Lakers are doing because this is the first time I believe we can say that we've had a big three, and one of your big three is not a starter. He's coming off the bench and adding a spark, and he put up 20 points last night. So this is something that Darvin Ham, I think he's the first one that's ever done this. I don't, because any other team would be considering Russell Westbrook a sixth man. Okay, he's sixth man coming off the bench. Sort of how, like, remember how Jamal Crawford, I think they used to call him the Matrix? Jamal Crawford, he used to play for various teams around the league, Clippers being one of them. He was the type of guy, he could just come off the bench and he could just take a game over. As a sixth man, he was never a starter. He wasn't a starter type of guy. He was the type of guy, you know, he's a guy that's going to come off the bench and going to jumpstart the team, going to give you that energy, that spark. Let's speed up the pace. He's a pace guy. That's the same thing Russell Westbrook is, a pace guy. He's going to come in and give you that pace. So that's what Russell Westbrook did last night. He had some good numbers. Then of course they tried to come and say, oh, okay, went overtime. He failed, and overtime he let the team down. They kept feeding him the ball, and he kept missing shots. Okay, well then don't feed him the ball. If he shouldn't have been out there, if he shouldn't have been on the court, why was he on the court? Bottom line, he was on the court because he had a hell of a game. And he wasn't the only one screwing up last night. You got to understand, between them three, they put up 90 points. Between the Lakers' big three, they put up 90 points. So my whole thing is don't come at the man like, oh, well, it's Westbrook's fault. We should have won that game. No, the reason why you lost the game is for two reasons. And I hate to say this because I like AD and I like LeBron just like I like Westbrook. AD had to sunk those two free throws, which are how he missing free throws, I have no idea. He's usually a solid free throw shooter. Well, as I know, I don't know him for being a guy that shoot bricks at the line. Last night he shot two bricks. And he could have put the game away. Maybe it was too much pressure in the moment. I don't know. But at the same time, LeBron James took a bad shot. He took a bad shot. I think Darvin Ham should have drew up another play rather than just saying, hey, man, they should have took a timeout if they had one. I don't know if they had one or not. Took a timeout, draw up a play, and get the play back in AD's hand so he could draw a foul or something. I think LeBron James should have took that shot because LeBron James is kind of like, back and forth, like if he shoot like three attempts at the free throw line, at the 3-point line, I think if he goes shoots three attempts, he's about one and two. He's about one and two. If he was going to take three shots, I say he will make one and miss two from the three free throw. And during the course of a game, those are not bad numbers because I mean if he hit, let's say if he hit three from that level, that's 9 points of his score right there. That's 9 points from three. Or if he hit four, that's 12 points from three. And LeBron James is capable of doing that. But in a clutch moment like that, when you're trying to go ahead and win and avoid going into overtime, I think it was a bad decision for to try to hit a 3-pointer. And when LeBron James is not totally like a Steph Curry, he's not Steph Curry. Trust me, LeBron and Steph Curry are two different type of shooters from three-point land. But, like I said, they put up a hell of a game. The Lakers put up a hell of a game. I'm, you know, I grew up a Lakers fan, so I'm always going to have love in my heart for the Lakers. My New Orleans Pelicans last night, they fell to the Utah Jazz last night. I forgot the score, but they're like, I think, tied for first. But the West is competitive. The West is tough right now. The East not bad, but the West is tough to win right now in the West. I mean, remember back in the day, you know, the East was where you had to be good at. The West wasn't nothing. But, you know, it is what it is. It is what it is. So at the end of the day, you know, the Lakers, they fell last night. The Lakers fell last night to the Celtics. So say no to the Lake Show. Jason Tatum on a nice, at the end of regulation, on a nice little turnaround, step back, Bobby Jack move against LeBron James. If I'm correct, he sunk that jump shot. LeBron James tried to run back down to the court and hit a quick three to end the game in regulation, but he missed it. You know, it was pretty much a brick for the most part. And I say brick because LeBron James is so doggone strong when he tried to shoot those balls from that range from three-point land. It doesn't look finesse unless it goes in. But, you know, when it's a brick, when he misses it, it's a brick because the man is so strong. That's what I mean by brick. I'm not trying to say that. He just throwing up bricks. That's not, you know what I mean. I'm just saying because he's so strong, he wind up being a brick rather than going in the hoop. But they went into overtime. I turned it off of that because I was monitoring looking at some other stuff on the monitor. But at the end of the day, when I turned back, everybody was leaving the court. Jason Tatum was getting interviewed. It is what it is. They said no to the Lake Show. They said no to the Lake Show. So say no to the Lake Show. That's why I titled this that way. When I say that someone says no, that's just when you are a winner. When you're known to be a winner, like a Tom Brady, like a Aaron Rodgers, like a Patrick Mahomes, like a Jason Tatum, like a Kevin Durant, like a Giannis. You know, all these different stars across sports. Like a Jordan Alvarez in baseball, like an Aaron Judge in baseball. When you're these type of players and you have the power to close the door, like a Bryce Harper, when you got the power to close the door on another franchise, that's why I say they say no. When they're down and they come back, when they're down, they're on the ropes, the underdog got them cutting and bleeding, underdog got them cutting and bleeding, and then – you know, those great guys that I just named across sports, those great guys across sports come back and they say, no, I know you were right there. I know you were going to put my name on your resume. I know you was going to be a big win on your resume. But when a guy like Jason Tatum last night, he got the ball at the end of regulation, done a turnaround, step back, Bobby Jack move on to great one, LeBron James, he said no. He said no. And that's what I mean when I say Celtics say no to the Lakers. So Boston defeats L.A. in NBA action. He said no. They got some weird topic across the monitor right now saying Brady on signing INT ball. I wish I didn't throw it, but I'm trying to be a good sport. Like Brady's response, do we like Brady's response to sign the intercepted ball? He's saying he was just being a good sport. Well, it looks like somebody intercepted a ball against Tom Brady in what was it, Sunday night action? Or Monday night action, I can't remember when they played. It looked like the 49ers and the Bucks the last game this past NFL week. It's like, you know, they're making a big deal that the guy came up and asked Tom Brady to sign the ball. Tom Brady was a good sport about it, and he signed it for the guy. I mean, I don't see nothing wrong with it. You know, Tom Brady's basically on a farewell tour. And I don't care when he retires, if it's 5 years from now. Everything he do right now is a farewell tour. And he got to soften up and you know, find some stuff, do some stuff with some of the guys on the other side of the field. You know, this is the last time they're going to be able to play against him. The last couple of times they'll be able to play against Tom Brady. So you got to, you know, a man of that magnitude, they may never be able to have access to him again once he retired, because Tom Brady is going to go off into something else. he's going to go off into something else, broadcasting or whatever. He's going to be an untouchable guy because he's not going to be on the football field around all these other players. So Saban is the guy that intercepted the ball. He tried to go and get an autograph from Tom Brady 2 years later while he walking down the street. This guy probably, I forgot who the guy is that gave him the ball, that intercepted the ball. I forgot who it is. Looked like his number 57 or somebody, linebacker or defensive end or something. I don't know the guy's name. But anyway, that guy may not even make it to the level of being the type of star Tom Brady is. Now, I don't want to make the mistake of saying he's not a star now in the game. But what I'm saying, you could be a star and a standout player in the game right now. But being Tom Brady, that's a total different type of star. You can be a star, but Tom Brady is a shooting star. Still, he's a shooting star. Because when you're a shooting star, you're going to have all kind of endorsement deals, all kind of business opportunities, all kind of stuff to keep on eating off of your legacy in the NFL once you retire. This guy that asked him to sign the ball, I feel like he's like, hey, you know, I'm going to go get this ball signed now while I got access to Tom Brady, because we're both on the field. Our field pass is these uniforms because we're playing. So I'm going to walk up to him and try to get an autograph. Trying to get him to autograph the ball that I just picked off that he threw, you know. And I don't think he was trying to tell Tom, hey, man, concede to me and sign this ball. No, everybody know you got – it's on tape you picked him off. But I think he just wanted to have a signed ball by Tom Brady. And it was actually a ball that he threw in the moment. Just something for him. So I think Tom Brady was being a good sport. It wasn't no big deal. But, you know, everybody got to make a big deal about everything in these games. In basketball news, Draymond Green says ejected fan said threatening things. I think it's just one of those things when you can hold it in and get the ref and get them out, it's great. I think it's just one of those things if you can hold it in and get the ref to throw them out, it's great. So it looks like somebody pissed Draymond Green off the other night by saying something threatening, and he, instead of him slapping him, you know, Draymond Green is known for going upside people's head. He will go upside your head if you step out of line. But He let it go. He let it go and just let the referee take care of it. And they lost last night to Giannis and the Bucks. Just trying to figure out, you know, with the doggone Warriors, why are they? I got to figure out where they're at with everything. I mean, why their chemistry is not right there where it needs to be. I think their chemistry is a tad bit off right now as far as their play. You know, I got to do some more investigating on that, because it seems to me like they just dominating. And I think Klay is playing a little bit better, but even though Klay is playing a little bit better, it's not calculating up to multiple wins. It's not calculating up to multiple wins like they normally would be. So we all keep my eye on that and see where we're at with all that stuff. Time on deck right now is 8:28 a.m. It is 45 degrees and sunny in San Diego, California. This is your host, Romero Ferrand, a.k.a. The Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stogies and Beer Radio Show. We're going to go off into a little bit of music mix and everything like that and come back a little bit after the halfway mark of the first hour, and then get back off into our topic, which is Celtics Say No to the Late Show, Boston defeats L.A. and NBA action, and then we'll try to get some scores routed off and some breaking news stuff routed off over the that's coming across the monitor. All right, everybody, stand by. Hello and good morning. Welcome to the Stokers and Beer Radio Show. I am your host, Ramiro Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking with you live in the early morning on the Stokers and Beer Radio Show. Stokers and Beer is the official platform for the professional armchair quarterback to call in and talk about the sport he or she loves the most. Call in to the Stokers and Beer Radio Show. Call in number is 515-602-9687. Again, the guest call-in line is 515-602-9687. When you call into the show, just put your hand up in the queue and I'll come to you. But when I come to you, just state your first initial, last initial, and the state that you're calling from. First initial, last initial, and the state that you're calling from. And you can talk about whatever you want to talk about in regards to our topic. Or if you don't want to talk about our topic, you can talk about whatever topic that you want to talk about that that's considered a sports topic. We talk about a lot of NFL news because this is a football talk show, but we talk a lot about the NBA, NFL, Major League Baseball, and also NHL scores and NCAA men's and women's basketball scores. So, with that being said, our topic for today is Silk Say No to the Lake Show, Boston defeats L.A. in NBA action. Again, Silk Say No to the Lake Show, Boston defeats L.A. in NBA action. Last night, again, that we seen Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart, you know, their big three for the Celtics do their thing last night against the Lakers, against Anthony Davis, Russell Westbrook coming off the bench, and LeBron James. It was, you know, the Lakers were down, they came back. Celtics were down, they came back. Game went into overtime. This was a great game last night, but the Celtics said no. Jason Tatum, who's getting a lot of MVP nods, Jason Tatum said no. He said no. The Lakers almost had a really big win going back to that, you know, fueling that old rivalry between the Lakers and the Celtics. Back like when Larry Bird and Magic Johnson used to go at it. But I'm going to tell you, as a heck of a game last night played by the Lakers. But Jason Tatum said no. He said no to the Lake Show. He shut it down. Closed curtains. He closed the curtains on the Lake Show. He said no. No more tickets are available. No more seats are available. Show is over. I'm closing the curtains. Jason Tatum said no. And what I'm trying to tell everybody, when I use the word he said no, that's attributed to greatness. That's attributed to the great ones, to Kevin Durant, the Kyrie Irvings, the LeBron James, the Jason Tatums. That's attributed to the great ones, like Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, Jordan Alvarez, Aaron Judge, Bryce Harper, all the great ones across the sports landscape. When they close the curtains, when they shut the show down on somebody who had them on the ropes, who had them down, who had them hurt, when they say no, that's what they mean, no. Like a couple weeks ago when Tom Brady told my Saints no. Tom Brady was like, I know you guys are still trying to be in the hunt, get into the playoffs, but not this year. I'm putting you away. I don't want you nipping at my heels for the next couple weeks while I'm trying to, you know, win this division outright. I don't need no pressure from you guys. I'm trying to separate myself. So Tom Brady went off into a scoring twice in about a minute, with about a minute left in the game. He said no. When the great ones say no, that's just what it is. That means they know how to come back. That means they were never threatened about losing the game. They mean they were never like nervous, like actual people are. Sometimes they'll get nervous. You know, not actual people, but the average player will get nervous. And yo, you got stars in the game. You got guys that can play. But I'm talking about the great ones are the ones that say no. They say no to Joe Burrows, all these different type of people, Patrick Mahomes. They know how to come back from adversity and tell another team, no, I know you thought you were about to beat us. I know you thought you were about to get our name on your resume with a dub for you. But when the great ones like Jason Tatum did last night, when they say no, that's what they mean, no. You're not going to be able to do what you're trying to do this time. You're not going to be able to be great today. You're not going to be able to accomplish your goal today because I'm shutting it down and I'm saying no. Get that win from somebody else. You're not getting it from us. So that's what I mean when I say, don't say no to the Lake Show. Boston defeats LA in NBA action. Yeah, so before I move on, well, actually, I got some news coming across the monitor for the Brooklyn Nets. The Nets have won 8 out of the last 9 games to improve to 17-12, fourth in the East. So the Brooklyn Nets are now fourth in the East. Is the Nets' recent success real, or is it a mirage? The Nets have won 8 of the last 9 games, improved to 17-12, fourth in the East. Is the Nets' recent success real, or is it a mirage? No, they have a big three. Big three called Ben Simmons. Big three called Kyrie Irving. Big three called Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant, right with LeBron James, is like a 1-8, 1-1 and a 1-8. You know, it's like Kevin Durant is like probably the most deadliest shooter in the NBA. Steph Curry is the most deadliest shooter from three. Kevin Durant is the most deadliest shooter from anywhere on the court. As long as he has a pulse, wherever he's standing on the court, he can shoot your eyes out. Mid-range, three-point, in the post. Kevin Durant, as long as he's breathing and walking on the basketball court, he's dangerous. He's another one of those guys that can say no. Now they're fourth in the East. All this talk about Ben Simmons being a bum, mental problems, this, that. Ben Simmons just needs to get with the right group of guys to say it's okay. Do what you can do. We know you're great. Do what you can do. You haven't been hearing much about Ben Simmons lately, though. You haven't been hearing much about it. You haven't been hearing much about him. You haven't been hearing much about his game. Why? Because they're winning. They won the last 8 or 9 games, so it doesn't matter how he's playing. At the same time, whatever he's doing, he's contributing to them winning 8 of the last 9 games. Could he be better? Probably if I was to sit back and analyze all the notes on him and dissect them, he probably could be better. But what I do know is Ben Simmons, if I'm correct, has been like the defensive player of the year. So, or a candidate for the defensive player of the year. He can play. He's just not a jump shooter. He can play. He's just not a free throw shooter. Tech Shaq wasn't a free throw shooter. But he can play. Let people be dominant where they're dominant at. Down low, Ben Simmons looks to be a great passer. He knows how to find the open man. He knows how to play in the low post. He knows how to block. He knows how to rebound. That's his game. You got two shooters, Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving. There you go. What are we talking about? They just won 8 of the last 9 games, fourth in the East. And they're probably not done. That is the Brooklyn Nets with Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving and Ben Simmons in his support role as their big three. Just gotta let people play their game. Before I get back off into some scores and everything, I want to give a big shout out, and I'll time stamp this. For one of my new clients, you know, all of you that listen to my show know that I also don't just do this radio show platform. This radio show platform helps me fuel my business and helps me educate my street free agent athletes in whatever sport they're in. But, of course, mainly football, because football is my biggest base. Right after that, basketball, then baseball. I deal with all college athletes graduating. I'll be starting my basketball recruiting, going into the tournaments and everything like that, trying to help guys get certain opportunities, find a certain opportunities for them to play nationwide just so they can continue their career somewhere and then get their opportunities until as I grow to certain levels. I'm still going to be preparing myself and helping them prepare themselves for the opportunities that we'll have in the very near future. So I stay ready, and I require my athletes to stay ready. But I want to give a big shout-out to my new client that came on board yesterday with Best Sports Management, which is my company, Best Sports Career Management and Advisor Service, Best Sports Career Management and Advisor Service in San Diego, California. And I want to just basically say thank you to Derek McClendon for coming on to my network. Derek McClendon, new client, came in my network yesterday. He invested in himself. Young man, just finished his last college games at Washburn University. At Washburn University as a linebacker. He came on board to use my management services yesterday. And I just want to give a big shout out to him for not only being a great athlete, but also an even better businessman. It warms my heart when I see young men that understand the business of football. See, a lot of young men don't understand, and not just in football, in all sports, when you're graduating from college, when you played your last game in college, whether you graduated or not, or graduating or not, because some guys graduate in spring, some guys graduate in fall, in winter. So I'm just saying that, your graduation doesn't depend upon, of course, your last game, but when you played your last collegiate contest, Clemson did, you have to start looking at it and saying, okay, where am I at in the landscape of professional football? Am I going to be a guy that's going to be draftable based on if I had a junior day, a pro day offered, based on what program I went to, what level program I went to, Division II, Division I, FBS, FCS, NAIA school, whatever. You got to look at all this stuff and try to figure out where do you fit into the landscape of professional football. And then you got to start, and when you kind of like narrow that down, you got to understand how the business of professional football works. And for Derek McClendon, he listened to one of my radio shows when I was breaking down the Prove It system. I was breaking down my Prove It system where I can take your college film and start sending it out to certain teams and for an XFL opportunity. And the blueprint of that is I'll take your college film, send it to teams in Champions Indoor Football League, teams in Indoor Football League to try to get you an opportunity in the XFL sometime this spring or summer. Moving that out the way. My USFL opportunity, I can chop the same film to my people at Fan Control Football, my people in National Arena League to try to help you get film there to shop out to different situations, whether it's hub camp or whether it's a direct contact that I might have for the USFL opportunity to get you an opportunity there. So currently right now, when I'm Derek McClendon, again, linebacker out of Washburn University, he sent me his film. He paid he invested in his career by paying his $300 down. He done that, got me his film. He's preparing his resume and everything for me to continue shopping out. But just like yesterday on a little test run, I sent it out to a couple different coaches that I deal with on a regular basis, and they were like, yeah, we like him. What's his spring availability? Is he going to be able to play in the spring and stuff like that? And so I just want to just say again, congratulations to Derek McClendon for coming on board yesterday, not only being a great athlete, but also being a great businessman, that understands the business of football. And when I say understanding the business of football, I mean just that. Football is a business. It's a networking situation. Your network is your net worth, and it's all about who do we know? Who do we know as a, in the business that's going to be able to open a door for us as we move forward? Him coming on board, joining with forces with me and getting in my network is going to enhance his career, because I'm going to always keep myself in front of certain people presenting myself and my company and what I do, and presenting my client list, which he is on now. So when I tell people that when you invest with me, you're not just investing in a football roster spot this season, next season, or whatever. You're investing in the fact that if you play football, you have the ability to coach football. If you play football, you have the ability to understand how to be an executive in football when you're willing to learn the other side of the table, not just the athlete side of the table. You're willing to learn the administrative side of the table. You have to be willing to learn this. Like, for instance, I had spoke a while back to Doug Williams. black Hall of Fame quarterback, HBCU quarterback, Super Bowl winner with the Washington Redskins at the time, now Washington Commanders. But, you know, Doug Williams won the Super Bowl right here in San Diego, California, right here. And I spoke with Doug Williams about helping me get some players looked at by the scouts and everything, and his thing was like he wasn't in that role anymore with like the team side of it, like as far as like dealing with the players, he wasn't doing player personnel stuff. He was doing more administrative stuff with the team, whether that might be marketing or whatever the case may be. He had more of an administrative role with the Washington Commanders. Okay, and so that was fine right there, you know, but it let me know that Doug was a player, but he also adjusted to another type of role. And that's what you as a player, as a street free agent athlete, have to be able to do. You got to be able to be willing to learn other stuff. And I'm going to repost the episode that I did about, it's called More Than One Way. It's more than one way to take part in the NFL. And I think I was kind of like putting it out there that when you're willing to go in the team that you're playing on, go learn marketing. And I'm going to tell Derek this too as we keep building our relationship. When you're playing for a team, go into the front office and say, hey, after practice, can you show me how to maybe put out flyers for the team? Can you show me how to market for the team? Can you show me how to go out and attract sponsors for the team? All these different things. Can you show me how to do that? Can you show me, like, if I have my own side business, can you show me how to do a sponsorship package with the team that I'm playing for so I can have my banners put up and everything, have some of my volunteers that would help me to come out and pass out flyers or do giveaways or whatever the case may be. It's more than one way to participate in a professional football organization. This is what we're talking about the business of football. And I'm going to do an episode called The Business of Football very soon. But, again, I want to give a shout-out, and I'm just taking a moment to give my man Derek McClendon some airtime, and I'm going to try to get him on the show sometime next week, get him on the show, and get on here and tell his whole story, him coming out of Houston, Texas, telling his story and struggles living in Houston, going to high school, going from high school to college to pro, and how did he end up in junior college, ended up in Washburn University, and where he is now. I'm going to get him on the show next week because that's part of our service is that when you come on board with us, you have this platform. You have this platform as well to come on and tell your story. And these episodes are recorded. So we get these episodes and get them out and to the different coaches and everything. And all they got to do is fast forward the episode up to the time code. And all they got to do is listen in to a personal story or whatever. And we usually do our street free agent athlete spotlights 15 minutes into the first or 15 minutes into the second hour. That way it makes it easy for coaches and everybody to listen in and get your story. It usually takes about 30 minutes. So if you are a street free agent athlete and you're out there still looking for an opportunity and you want to come on and tell your story, basically talk about your resume in front of a live global platform, come on to the show. All you got to do is DM me at Foran Sports, and it's only $100 to get on the show. $100 for a 30-minute interview to tell your story. And I try to do my best to, you know, in the details of the show, put your highlight link up there and stuff like that so people listening to the episode can actually click on the link and see you play and then at the same time hear your story. So for $100, 30-minute interview and a feature on the details of the show, I don't think that's bad. And that's for your street free agent athlete spotlight. But again, big shout out to my new client, Derek McClendon, linebacker, Washburn University, for coming on board, not only being a great athlete, but also an excellent businessman, understanding investment in himself to get into my prove-it system. I just explained to you my prove-it system. Prove-it meaning if you didn't have a junior day and Pro Football Focus didn't give you a draft ranking and all that stuff. ESPN didn't do a piece on you, ranking you, giving you draft grades on certain abilities that you might have. If you don't have that type of stuff, then, you know, you're going to have to go through the prove it system, meaning you got to prove what you can do on the field. A lot of agents that you might come across, and I even got to tell Derek this, if he decides to pick up an actual agent that wants to pay for his pro day stuff or whatever the case may be, they'll try to tell you, hey, man, don't play arena football or nothing like that, because you might get hurt before the draft or stuff like that. And I always think that's bad advice. I think that's bad advice to give to a young man, because you have to take every opportunity that's in front of you. So, heck, you can walk outside and get hit by a car. You can walk outside and trip over a rock and break your hip. Whatever's going to happen to you is going to happen anyway. You're trying to get a job in the NFL. You can't make a mistake. Playing football is not a mistake. Playing football is not a mistake when you're trying to get a job in the National Football League, ultimately, okay? Playing football is not a mistake when you're trying to get a job in the CFL, USFL, XFL, or even when Arena 1 was around, AFL 1, Arena 1. You know, it's never a mistake to try to play football to get to a nice paycheck. So, although these Arena League teams don't pay a whole lot of money, they are a platform to move you forward. I had three guys last year in fan control football. One guy was a JUCO product. One guy was a D3 product. One guy was a D2 product. They played well. All of them went to the playoffs for fan control football. One participated with the Board Ace Football Club and actually made it to the People's Championship. Plus, he got a feature on NBC LX for the People's Championship, or for the People's Pregame Show, rather. He was on NBC. I set that up for him. At the same time, you know, all my guys, I have, six guys total. Five of them were in one got released before the playoffs. So those are pretty good odds for me having at least one guy participate and win the People's Championship for Fan Control Football. Though the three guys that were my rookies, though, they actually made it. They actually got contracts now in the IFL, Indoor Football League, who is now the minor league partner for the XFL. All three of my rookies that graduated last year or that came out of a JUCO and didn't even get a chance to go to college for whatever reason, they didn't get it. Well, one of my guys came out of a JUCO. He was supposed to go to a brand new program, but his grades didn't transfer, credits didn't transfer on time. So I told him to go ahead and start with me right now. We're not going to wait another year. Let's go ahead and get you in fan control football. That's the gentleman I'm speaking of. So he came out of a JUCO. Then I had one at a D3 school, one at a NAI, one at a D2 school. All three of my rookies are now playing in the IFL for the Tucson Sugar Skulls in the Indoor Football League. They're going to camp. They're going to camp for the Tucson Sugar Skulls. Now, of course, they got to go out there and make the team. Two of them are with the IFL Tucson Sugar Skulls, and one is with the IFL Champions, Northern Arizona Wranglers, which is coached by the great legendary, the Arena 1 level, AFL football. Legendary Coach Moss is the coach of the Northern Arizona Wranglers, which are the IFL Champions. And I got one of my players, Nate Bresson, out of Stonehill College. Nate Bresson out of Stonehill College is playing, is going to camp, under the tutelage of the great Coach Les Moss. So I'm just telling everybody out there, my system is a proven system. My system works. You just have to be willing to work within my system. We're going to go off into a quick station break and come back in about five minutes or so. So, everybody, this is the Stokers and Beer Radio Show. Definitely call in if you'd like to call in and debate the host or question the host about anything. Call in area code 515-602-9687. Call in to 515-602-9687, and you can call in and ask whatever you want to ask that's sports related. Feel free to call in. When you call in, just state your first initial, last initial, and the state that you're calling from, and we'll get you on air. Anyway, today's topic was, today's topic is, we're not done yet. We still got a whole another hour to work. Selt Say No to the Lake Show is the topic. Selt Say No to the Lake Show, Boston defeats L.A. in NBA action. Selt Say No to the Lake Show, Boston defeats L.A. in NBA action. And we're going to be talking about that when we come back and anything else that comes across the monitor that's newsworthy. So stand by. We're going to go off into a music mix, and we'll be right back. Show. I am your host, Romero Fran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stokers and Beer Radio Show. Stokers and Beer is the official platform for the professional armchair quarterback to call in and talk about the sport he or she loves the most. Call in to the show is 515-602-9687. Just call in line again. It's 515-602-9687. Just call in, state your first and last initial, and the state you're calling in from. You know, we want to keep everybody discreet on the show so you don't get in trouble with your boss in case he know that you're on the radio show while you're supposed to be working. So we try to keep everybody's identity discreet so you can't get fired. It is 52 degrees Fahrenheit, mostly sunny in San Diego, California, time on deck, 9:14 a.m. Our topic for today is Celtics say no to the Lake Show. Celtics say no to the Lake Show. Boston defeats L.A. in NBA action. The hosts will debate pro armchair quarterbacks in front of a live global listening audience regarding the sport they love. Topics covered but not limited to will be Jason Tatum, LeBron James, Celtics, Lakers. The hosts will discuss breaking news and action from NBA, NCAA, men's and women's sports, NHL, NFL, and World Cup. Go off into a little bit of news real quick, everybody. Trying to do this new news desk thing to where I can basically go to my social media and hit up some topics that I like that was coming across the monitor and everything like that. So, stand by. I'm just trying to pull up my news tab. So, looks like in NHL news, Alex Ovechkin hit 800 career goals. So, again, NHL news, Alex Ovechkin hit 800 career goals. We'll try to get some scores on hockey here shortly. Also, in World Cup news, Messi and Argentina are one win away from lifting the World Cup. Again, in World Cup action, Messi and Argentina are one win away from lifting the World Cup. In Major League Baseball news, Bay Area blockbuster, Carlos Carrera, Giants, reportedly agreed to a 13-year deal per MLB.com's Ed Finesand. Anyway, again, in Major League Baseball news, Bay Area blockbuster, Carlos Carrera, Giants reportedly agreed to a 13-year deal per MLB.com's Ed Finesand. So Carlos Carrera is on the move from the Minnesota Twins to the Bay Area with the San Francisco Giants. So my San Diego Padres are going to have to be contending with that. I hope we're up to the task. Monster game in NBA news, monster game for Jason Tatum to get overtime win in L.A. Monster game for Jason Tatum to get the overtime win in L.A. He had 44 points, 9 rebounds, 6 assists. Jason Tatum last night against the Lakers had 44 points, 9 rebounds, 6 assists. Once again, monster game for Jason Tatum to get the overtime win in Los Angeles. Jason Tatum had 44 points, 9 rebounds, 6 assists. In entertainment news, we got some underground entertainment. One of these guys is on the rise, Crush Miller. You can find him at it. I got to get his Twitter handle right. But anyway, Crush Miller on Twitter. He got a new song coming out, Shaking on the Music Video, coming soon. Shaking on Me. I'm sorry. For Crush Miller, the title of the music video that's coming is going to be, the song is called Shaking on Me. And bear with me, folks. I'm sorry I'm messing that up. It's going to be some new music from Crush Miller. Shaking on Me music video coming soon, 2023. Shaking on Me music video coming soon in 2023. That's a Shaking on Me track, but a music video is coming on soon. But you can get the music on Universal In Grooves. You can get the music on Universal In Grooves. Look like you got it on Spotify, SoundCloud, all the major digital distributors. Look like his stuff is on there because he gets his distribution from my man Keith Klizark, and Keith Klizark is the platinum producer, CEO, and owner of Team Mashin Sound Design. So if you want to go to @Clizark1 on Twitter, he can get you the same type of music distribution that Crush Miller has as well. But in entertainment news again, Crush Miller has a new video coming out for his track Shaking on Me, coming soon in 2023. You can get the track Shaking on Me. It looks like it's available on Universal In Grooves as well as the distributor and all the other major digital distribution platforms. It looks like Spotify, SoundCloud, et cetera. You can get his track Shaking on Me. So I try to give some love to my up-and-coming underground hip-hop artists just trying to get out there and make it mainstream. Speaking of hip-hop artists, if you'd like to come on the show and do a if you'd like to come on the show and do a 30-minute interview, just like my street free agent athletes, and feature your clean music, and if you're a producer that got beats, you can come on the show and do your 30-minute interview and talk about your new projects and everything like that. So I try to help artists and athletes, artists, producers, athletes. I try to give you a spotlight on my show so you can talk about your career and talk about your projects. So just like I do for the Street Free Agent Athlete Spotlight, I do that for the Underground Artist Spotlight, to come on the show and talk about projects like what Crush Miller has right now. Got a new song out, got a video out, and try to tell everybody where you can find the music at and everything like that. And I try to put your music in 30-day rotation on my show. Try to put it in 30-day rotation. As long as it's clean, radio edited, I can play it, because this is a show for a family environment. Also a show for, you know, some guys that may be a little bit longer in the tooth, too, like myself. That's kind of like we're into hip-hop, but we don't want it to be, you know, we don't want it to be too street. So, I mean, if you give me your clean underground version, if you give me your clean version of your song, we'll play it on the show. It just has to be clean. No cursing, no sexually explicit stuff. But, you know, I have to screen it to make sure it's playable on the show. But at the same time, even if I can't play it, I'll still announce your project on the show, as long as the title kind of like fits my platform. But with that being said, it's only $100 to come on and do a interview on my show, whether you are an underground artist, producer, or a street free agent athlete. All right, with that being said, again, our topic today was Self Say No to the Late Show, Boston defeats L.A. in NBA action. You know, last night was a great game between the Lakers and the Celtics. Celtics were up, then the Lakers got back up on them. Celtics came back, forced overtime, and in overtime, the Celtics went to work, and they said no to the Lake Show. They shut the show down. No more tickets sold. No more seats. Curtains closed. They said no to the Lake Show. And when the great ones say no, again, like I said earlier, when the great ones say no, all they're saying is that, you know, I know that you were looking for a win. I know that you guys are trying to, you know, get above 500. Speaking of the Lakers, you know, you guys trying to get above 500. I understand that. I respect it. I understand what you're trying to do, but you're not going to be able to get that W from us today. You can get it from somebody else, and we wish you well. We hope you get it from someone else. We hope you get that W. We hope you accomplish your goals, but you're not going to be able to get it from us. That's all we're saying. Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart, the big three for the Celtics, they looked at the Lakers in the eye. They looked at LeBron James. They looked at Russell Westbrook. They looked at Anthony Davis and the supporting cast. They looked at them and said, no, we understand you want to get above 500. They said no. They said no to the fact that we know you guys want to get a W tonight against an historic rivalry between the Lakers and the Celtics going all the way back to Kareem, back to Larry Bird, back to Magic Johnson, all those, Bill Russell, Bob Cousy, Jerry West. We know this is a story rivalry. You want to get a dub right now in today's time, but you're not getting that dub from us. The Boston Celtics big three looked at the Lakers big three and said no. They said no. Celtics say no to the Lake Show. If you'd like to call in and debate the host or talk or correct the host about anything, call in to 515-602-9687. Again, call in to 515-602-9687. As I had stated earlier, I had apologized. Just going back, I had apologized to everybody in case you're just tuning in and you haven't heard the voice of the Late Night Dog the last 2 days, is because the Late Night Dog had a few appointments that he had to tend to and also was feeling a little bit under the weather. So, you know, with all these different vaccines and everything we have to take to stay alive, you know, sometimes these vaccines make you sick and make you feel like you actually got like you got some of these diseases. But and that's because they're introducing basically introducing the disease into your body so your body can identify the this alien disease and attack it, make your white blood cells attack it and adjust to it when it sees it in your body. So I get it, but, you know, you're taking all these different vaccines. Like, I try to encourage everybody to take the flu shots, take your COVID-19 booster shots, keep your mask on in crowded spaces. If you get sick, quarantine from your family members, quarantine 5 days in another room, take the meds that the doctor give you so you don't get your family sick, and then in turn get everybody else in the community sick. I preach all this stuff, but I'm one to practice what I preach. When I say practice what I preach, I had to go and do the same thing. I had to go and get my COVID-19 booster and my flu vaccination and everything like that. Since I was in the space to do it yesterday, I was like, let me get my business taken care of, because I can't be telling you guys to do it out there in the global listening audience worldwide. I can't tell you to do it if I don't do it. So I like to practice what I preach on my show. In football news, Jerry Jones on Dak. I do like aggressiveness without turnovers. Should the Cowboys be worried about Dak's 5 interceptions in the last 3 games? Dak threw 5 interceptions in the last 3 games. Should the Cowboys be worried? Jerry Jones says on Dak, I do like aggressiveness without turnovers. Should the Cowboys be worried about Dak's 5 interceptions in the last 3 games? Cowboys minus 4.5 at the Jaguars. Cowboys minus 4.5 at the Jaguars. I really see the Cowboys blowing the Jaguars out. You know, they got a minus 4.5 because it looked like the Jaguars is trying to step up and play, you know, play tough. I forgot who they beat. They beat somebody on Sunday. But what people don't understand is that this football season is one of those seasons where even the teams that are not winning, they're still kind of dangerous certain weeks. So I don't see them doing anything. Cowboys are on a roll. And one thing about the Cowboys, when they start getting hot and they start smelling the playoffs, you know, they're not going to just be an easy team to win against. They're going to get at least a wild card coming out of the NFC East. And it's still opportunities to lose in the NFC East, because even though that the Philadelphia Eagles are dominant there, Jalen Hurts, you know, they're shouting MVP, they're dominant there. But Dak Prescott is hot. They could easily, you know, try to pull off a win on, I believe they're playing on Christmas Day. I don't know, but I'm going to be in front of a TV watching it. But they're getting ready to play, I think, not this week, but next week. They'll be facing the Philadelphia Eagles Christmas weekend. And so that's easily a game that could go either way. Because with the Cowboys' defense and then, you know, with Philadelphia's offense, of course. But one thing about it, Dak is throwing the ball pretty well. He's throwing some turnovers. Like you see, 5 picks in the last 3 games. But when you throw the ball, turnovers happen. That's why Jerry Jones is saying, I do like aggressiveness without the turnovers. But it's impossible. If you throw the ball, you're going to get turnovers. That's just the way it goes. Now, if you got getting too many turnovers, that's one thing. But, you know, you got to get the ball downfield if you're trying to score points. And thing about the Dallas Cowboys, they try to have a balanced attack of running game and a balanced attack of and a balanced attack of a passing game. That's what I do like about them. They like to make sure that they can throw that ball. They got a receiver. Right now they got CeeDee Lamb. And in the running game they got Pollard. And lately Zeke been turning up the juice as well, running the ball too. So, yeah, it's something else. Then they got Allen versus Tua. Can the Dolphins right the ship? I guess you got Josh Allen and Tua Tagovailoa going at it. Bills, Dolphins this weekend. Can Tua right the ship? Can the Dolphins get right? Can the Dolphins get right? You know, they've been having their struggles. They got beat up on by the 49ers. What was it? Last week. I forgot who they played this week. But they got beat up real bad last week by the 49ers. You know, Tua took a lot of shots and everything like that. So we'll see what they do this time around. We'll see what they do this time around and everything. I forgot who the Dolphins played this past weekend. I'm trying to think who did they play, and I'm trying to remember if they even won. But I know they got a right to ship. They got a right to ship. Live from Qatar, can France advance? Live from Qatar, can France advance in World Cup action? I'm trying to see who France is playing, but live from Qatar, can France advance? I believe they're playing right now. We'll see how that goes. But, yeah, you're having a great show today. Glad for everybody that's tuning in, listening, streaming this episode. I'm trying to get my global listening audience up a little bit more. I got a good American following, of course, you know, but that's just because I'm in America. But I'm trying to get my global stuff up a little bit more. In global football, American Football International posts, who's ready for Japan's Koshien Bowl? The Koshien Bowl, Japan's college football national championship, will feature the Waseda Big Bears and the KG Fighters in the Japan College Football National Championship, which will feature the Waseda Big Bears and KG Fighters. And this came through from my people at American Football International. Who's ready for the Japan's Koshien Bowl? Japan's College Football National Championship. We're featured with Rashida Big Bears and the KG Fighters. That's in international football news. So definitely you can go to my likes on my Twitter page at Ferran Sports. It's at capital F-E-R-R-A-N-D, at Ferran, capital S-P-O-R-T-S, at Ferran Sports on Twitter. Go to my likes. And my news will be like my news topics will be like the 5 or 6 likes, and then you can get more information on the Koshin Bowl, and that's the Japanese College National Championship. So that's in international news. I'm gonna be doing a lot of more advertising the show to get my global listening audience up, and because they got a lot of football overseas, and sometimes you know you got American football teams. American football players playing overseas, pushing the game, supporting the game, teaching the guys over there how to play the sport the correct way. And like my man Devian Young, he's on my Twitter page. He's over there. Got Charles. I got my man Charles Westbrook. He's over there. Charles Westbrook is actually from San Diego, like myself. He's over there pushing the game. I think him and Devian Young are maybe roommates, but they're playing over there in Germany right now, pushing football to the global community. And sometimes when they just need to get hear American voice talking American sports, you know, all things American sports, they can tune in to the show. So I'm trying to get others like them to be able to tune into the Stokers and Beer radio show to hear what's going on in the United States and everything, like on a daily basis when I'm doing my show. And they can also call in to talk about their experience and their games and stuff like that. So I will be doing more global scores and stuff to do more global scores and everything too for the upcoming year. For the global football community, I'm just trying to do as we move forward. I'm trying to just be more inclusive to everybody, and trying to get opportunities for these players that's playing overseas and all these different football communities, EFL, EuroLeague. Just trying to get them on here to talk about their experiences. At the same time, same thing with basketball, because of course we know basketball is a global sport. Trying to get those young men that's going to be playing overseas, because in most cases, kids from small schools, they have to take that route to go over and play in EuroLeague basketball and stuff like that, and just try to get some film and some experience to come back to the United States and go off into the business of basketball, meaning starting your own AAU team, coaching at the high school level or whatever the case may be. When it comes down to it, I just try to make this global platform all-inclusive as much as I can. You know, nothing's ever 100%, nothing's perfect, but I try to just make it all-inclusive as much as I can. Here lately, I've been trying to use the last 30 minutes of the show at the same time while I'm banging out scores and everything, blasting out scores and everything as they come across the monitor. I try to use the last 30 minutes of the show to talk to my street free agent athletes about opportunities coming up this spring. If you've been watching football, the USFL is already touting their second season 2.0 for the USFL. It'll be starting up in April. So all you street free agents, you need to be getting your film in to me or someone like myself to be able to help you, or get your film in to me and other people like me. I'm like I tell people, I'm non-exclusive. You can use my service, you can invest in my service, and also go and use somebody else's service. You know, so I'm not going to tell you that you are stuck or tied to me or I own your career. I don't. You're invested in me to be a part of my network, so I can constantly keep you in mind as I'm doing football business. It's not just an opportunity to play football for me to get you on a roster, to go to camp and make a team roster and continue your career on as you keep gaining film and we keep shopping it out for bigger opportunities. It's not just that. It's you're also networking with me to be in my network, to be a part of my business network. So as opportunities come, once you decide to hang up the cleats and you want to be a coach, or you want to be a part of a team in the administrative office doing marketing, sponsorship and stuff like that, you know, cut your teeth on those type of things at the pro developmental level, build your resume, and then you probably can be doing the same thing for a National Football League team or USFL, CFL, XFL team. It can be done, people, but you got to understand the business of football. That's why I'm going to put out there, I'm going to retweet today more than one way. I'm going to retweet today more than one way. And I believe in that whole episode, I was just basically talking about how you can make it in the business of football and still make a great living. I'm talking about a great living, a lot of money. You know, I consider a lot of money being anywhere from $180,000 up to, you know, $180,000 to $200,000 to $300,000. Anywhere from $180,000 up to $300,000, I consider that a good living. Doing something that you love doing, working in a sports environment, putting butts in the seats. And one thing about putting butts in the seats, once you can put butts in the seats for a team, you're money. Learn how to do that stuff. Learn how to sell sponsorship packages. Learn how to do your sponsorships, your partnerships. However you want to look at that, sponsorship and partnership are the same thing. If a team wants to buy a sponsorship package, that means they're partnering with a team. Same thing. They're basically partnering with a team. So you're selling signage. You're doing all kind of events at the games. You know, selling event packages. Going back to my underground artists and producers, I was watching Fan Control Football, and the Fan Control Football got it right as far as their entertainment goes. They had, I believe her name is Omarosa the Great. I think she's out of College Park, Georgia, out there in Atlanta, and that's where Fan Control Football is. I seen her doing a live show at halftime for Fan Control Football. And I was talking about my man a minute ago, one of the artists that are being pushed and promoted by Clizart. Well, I won't say promoted, but he provides distribution and distribution through his company, Universal Ingrooves. You know, keep Clizart Team Matching Distribution is partnered with Universal Ingrooves. And so Crush Miller gets his distribution from my man Keith Clizart's company, and I've also had artists that I use Keith Clizart to provide distribution as well. So Crush Miller got it right by getting his distribution through my man at Clizart One on Twitter, Keith Clizart, with Team Match and Sound Design. He is the CEO of Team Match and Sound Design, and he's also a platinum producer. You can Google him, Keith Clark, common name, but Keith Clizart, if you Google his name up, you'll see all his credentials and everything. Keith Clizart, if you're an underground artist, you can get distribution through his company, which is Team Mashing Distribution, which is partnered with Universal Music and Ingrooves. So I was talking about Crush Miller and his new track, if I'm correct, is, you know, I don't have it in front of me, but I believe it's called Shaking on Me. And he got a video coming up in 2023. I've been trying to work with Keith Clizart about getting certain artists to partner with me to do halftime shows at these different pro-sporting events. Was it basketball, was it football, baseball, whatever, just to do halftime performances. You know, but a lot of times artists will say, oh, well, It ain't the Lakers. I want to perform for the Lakers. I want the Lakers to pay me to come out and perform for them. Okay, but the Lakers ain't going to pay you. You might have to pay the Lakers to come out and do something, but they're, because they're providing a audience, you're not. You're not putting the butts in the seats. They are. So I try to start you out at the pro developmental level with like the IFL, Indoor Football League, Champions Indoor Football League, National Arena League. I try to go through the coaches to try to open up the door for me to get guys out there to perform through partnerships with the team. Meaning like if you're going to buy a sponsorship package where you're going to partner with the team, put out, have a table set up, do your giveaways, do your sales, push your flyers, push your T-shirts, whatever, during halftime at a game, And then, you know, throughout the game, be set up somewhere so as people are walking out buying popcorn and hot dogs or whatever, beer, they can buy your, they can pick your CD up too because they just saw you perform at halftime. So it's, you know, you have to learn how, you got to learn the business of sports. And that's for artists and athletes. I tell athletes all the time, when you go and you're playing for a team, don't just play for the team, learn how to run the team. Learn everything. Learn, sit there, be by the coach. Learn how to coach. Ask questions after the game, during practice. Why are we doing it this way, coach? Get your IQ for football up. Moving that out the way, going to the C-suite. Go up there and ask the people, hey, how do I learn how to do sponsorship? How do I learn how to do, set up partnerships for the team? How do I learn how to do ticket sales? How do I learn how to do sell season ticket packages? How do I learn how to do that stuff? Because teams hire people for that. You guys are all usually college grads or close to being college grads, so you got some level of education. Use that education to learn the business of football. Learn the business of sports. Learn the business of sports. Learn how to be in the front office to where – you know, you're a valuable part of the team because you're making sure that people are coming to the game. Learn how to do a radio package. Learn how to do all these different things. Learn how to do a TV package. Learn how to do all the different things that you need to know to make a franchise run. It's not just about toting the football, shooting the basketball, hitting the ball, catching the ball, pitching the ball. It's not just about that. Because what if you never make it? What if you never make it to that level? Use every opportunity as you're a part of the team to learn everything about running the team. Get up there and talk with the GM. Get with the general manager. Pick his brain. Intern with the GM. Learn what he knows. Do what he, so you can basically have all that stuff on your resume. And I'm not talking about after you're done playing. I'm talking about doing this stuff while you're playing. Like I was saying about my man, Derek McClendon, congratulations to him again. Derek McClendon, linebacker, Derek McClendon, linebacker out of Washburn University, who's already finished his collegiate career, came to me, invested in himself, put his $300 down, got me his film. I'm currently shopping his film out right now. He's getting some interest from some teams on his spring availability. And then I'm gonna talk to him about what I'm talking about right now. When you go to these different teams, don't just go there and play. Go there and visit other departments. You know, spend some time in other departments outside of practice. Find out what you like in other departments as far as running the team and putting people in the seats, and then you take that and start doing it in the off season. Maybe don't go home. Maybe no go, and this is not just directed toward him. It's directed toward all of you street free agents that'll be playing football in the spring. You may not want to just go straight home. You may want to take you a job out wherever the team is that you're playing for. Take a job there and then work in the off season for the team doing certain stuff, so you can put this experience, your internship experience with a sports organization, on your resume, so it can still lead you to getting a job. Once you decide that, okay, I don't played pro developmental football for 2 or 3 years. I haven't moved up to the NFL level yet, but I got all this experience from working for a team on my resume. So now when you go build your which is, I'm going to advise you to do this, go and build your resume on Teamwork Online. You go to somewhere like Teamwork Online, and where they have all kind of jobs that teams advertise for. But one thing about the sports world is just like the regular world of corporate America, is just, hey, they have jobs available, whether you want to be in accounting, financing, whether the team needs a trainer, whatever the case may be. Put your resume up on Teamwork Online, which is what I use when I'm trying to help guys that are done playing. When I'm trying to help them find jobs in sports, I use Teamwork Online. Go to their events. Go to the mixers. go to the doggone virtual mixers too. If you can go virtually, go virtually. If you can go in person, go in person. And I'm telling you guys all this stuff because this is stuff that I did. Teamwork Online, because I went through them. I got two opportunities. I got three interviews. I think I got three interviews. Two with the Padres, one with the Chargers. Okay? Two with the Padres, one with the Chargers. At the same time, a lot of people don't know, I also went on the NFL.com and got an internship offer for NFL Films. Okay? I got an internship offer in Manhattan for NFL Films. Yeah, I did. I didn't take it because the stipend was only $100 a week, you know, for the stipend. And at the time, I wasn't really in a position to just up and move to New York to do it. And so, and it was going to be in the industry, you know, the TV film industry. I was kind of like moving away from it. I was kind of like at the cusp of moving away from that and just doing straight sports stuff, which is what I do now. Meaning sports stuff as far as with working with players. My passion has always been working with the athlete, whether you are a boxer, whether you are a football player, basketball player, baseball player. My passion has always been working with the athlete. At the same time, on the flip side, in entertainment, my passion has always been working with the artist, managing the artist, putting the artist's music out, putting the artist in front of people. That's always been my passion, personnel assistance, working with the player, working with the artist. That's where my passion is, getting close with the player, getting close with the artist, so they can thrive, so I can help them accomplish their dreams. My thing is about making an artist or an athlete's dream come true. So going back to opportunities for spring football, I want all my athletes that go and take these opportunities in the springtime, learn everything about how a team runs. Get your intern hours, you know, 3 or 4 hours a day outside of practice. There and learn how are they putting people in this building. Even if it ain't a big fan base, maybe you can help them figure out ways to get a deeper fan base, especially if you went to school for that type of stuff. Because believe it or not, everybody that has a position doing a certain thing, everybody didn't go to school and get formal training from it. They might have a lot of practical training, but maybe you might have formal training that can add to their practical training and vice versa. And you guys can make a great team and start filling up the stands to come to the game. And I say all this because you got to understand the business of sports. You got to understand the business of sports. It's not just understand. It's a lot of money to be made in different other departments. Because let's be honest, you can't play football forever. Why would you build your life in sports based on one thing? If you love sports, it's a whole lot of other jobs to take in sports with a franchise. It's not just playing, because one day you got to accept the fact I got to get a job because I'm not making the money I want to make in football, and I've been trying at this thing for the last 3 years post-college. I tell anybody, play for 2 years one more year on a farewell tour, meaning I'm going to suggest a player to play for 2 years after college, and then he can either take that third year or he can go ahead and hang up the cleats and start doing something else. In corporate America, whether that's in corporate America for a sports franchise or whether it's corporate America just taking a job in your degree field or whatever else you want to do, start a business or whatever. You have to start making decisions because your football career has a shelf life. Your football career has a shelf life. I don't care what nobody say. And you can sit back here and you start talking about, oh, yeah, I know I'm the greatest. I know I'm the best running back. I know I'm this. I know I'm that. Well, that's not necessarily true because usually people that are telling you that are people that's close to you. Hey, no, you're the greatest running back you ever saw. Let's use your mom, dad, sister, brother, your church members, your clergy, your teachers, whatever. Because people want to encourage you. I get it. But remember, it's always about 100 other players that look just like you. That's a fact. And I might be being generous with the numbers. It's probably about 100 other players or more I put like 100 other players, give or take, that that look just like you. So I can be fair about the numbers. There's probably 100 other players at your position that look, that give or take, look just like you. So quit banking on, oh well, if you know, I'm gonna make it. You can make it in sports. Nobody says you can make it in sports. Look at me. I don't even play football. I've sat down and had 2 cups of coffee with the NFL front office. That's a fact. That's a fact. And I got witnesses. I don't even play football. Friended an NBA general manager before, a WNBA coach before. I don't play basketball. So it can be done, people. Did it make me rich? Has the money came in as evidence today? No. I will never sit up and tell you that I'm walking around here as no rich man with no Rolex on my shoulder. I'm a work in progress like everybody else. But that's why I say, get with me now while I'm on the come up. Because when I actually get there, it's going to be a little bit more difficult to deal with me. If you want to get off into my network, it's $300 down today. I'm sorry. Let me correct that because my prices went up. Prices went back up to the original price. I was doing a discounted price at $300 down, $300 due in 35 days, but that is over with. The discounted price is over with. Unless I specifically already had a conversation with you via Twitter, and I can prove that by going back to my DMs, or if I've already been on the phone or email talking to you about it, and I can go back and prove that I already quoted you that price, I will still give it to you at that discounted price of $300 down, $300 due in 35 days. I'll allow that up until the first of the year. If I've already been in conversation with you about it. If you have not contacted me since I put that out there, the price for you is going to be my original price, my original regular price of $600 down and $600 due in 35 days. That's a $1,200 package. And people might say, oh, man, this is expensive. No, it's not, because you're only paying me one paycheck, but I can go out on any other job and make every 2 weeks, and I can make that year to year. You're only paying me one time from one level to the next. So you put your $600 down. $600 will be due in 35 days. If you don't pay the $600 in 30 days with a 5-day grace period, you got to start all the way back over from scratch with another fresh $600. And I do that as an incentive to make you go ahead and take care of your business and not play around with it. Because I'm telling you right now, whether you pay me the $300 or whether you pay me the regular price of the $600 to start, as soon as I don't get my money in 35 days, you will be starting back over. And I will not be sending out any more film. Once you get your film after the season is over with, I will not be sending that film out to anybody else until you start back over. So that's why I'm encouraging everybody, whether you came in on the discount of $300 down, make sure you're looking at the calendar. If 30 days is coming up with a 5-day grace period, you need to get with me or we're out of business. I'm not going to do any more work for you. But currently right now, I'm only charging my regular price. The discount is over with unless I've already stated to you in conversation that I can go back through my emails, DM threads, or voicemails, or text messages. If you can show proof or I can find proof that I quoted you a discounted rate of $300 down, then I'll work with you from that point. But currently my prices are back to the regular price of $600 down. If you are just coming to me, it's $600 down, $600 due in 35 days with a 5-day grace period. That's a total of a $1,200 package to work within my system and to work with me. We're about to get ready to close the show out, but I'm going to be reposting an episode out today of It's More Than Call, It's More Than One Way. I believe that's what I titled it, It's More Than One Way. And it'll be talking about other opportunities in the business of sports for you street free agent athletes that are still trying to play and get film, but on your journey to try to play and get film and hopefully get a shot at the NFL, or even if you land at the CFL level, USFL, XFL level, I want you to learn everything about how a sports organization runs during season, after practice, or before practice, or after and before practice, and then during the off season, take a job out there wherever you're playing at, and get with that team and do some internships in each department, and continue to do that over the next two or three seasons, however long you stay, and add that to your resume so you can move on and possibly use your degree and that internship experience and get a job with the NFL franchise. Get all of that stuff. And try to, you know, continue on your journey in professional sports. It's more than one way. It's more than one way. And at the same time, even for the artists and producers that may listen to this show, I'm trying to get you to understand that you can partner with a sports franchise too to do halftime events, push your product, push your beats, push your music projects, and everything like that. Push your branding material, your T-shirts, your hats, and all that stuff at these sporting events. But you got to be willing to have an open mind. Thing again for the athletes. If you got a business where you're training, coaching kids or whatever, you can also partner with the team that you're playing on and get buy your own sponsorship package from the team that you're playing for and get some volunteers to come out there and pass out your T-shirts, your marketing material and everything at the game right there for the team you're playing for. Don't think just because you're playing for the team, you can't spend money with the team to make you some more money. Just reinvest, self-invest, reinvest in the team so you can basically get your own product out. Like I had one young man, he does, my man Sip, he does birthday parties. He dresses up like Mickey Mouse or something like that, or some type of character he dresses up. He does birthday parties for little kids. That's his side business. And I said, man, if you were playing for a team, what you do is you basically buy you a sponsorship package for the team, put your advertising and everything out at the games, and then all the little kids that are out there, they're what they're going to do. Oh, remember that I got this flyer. I want him to come and be at my birthday party. That's how you do it, people. Anyway, with that being said, if you'd like to come on to the show and do an interview, it's $100 for a 30-minute interview, whether you're an artist or whether you're an athlete. It's $100 for a 30-minute interview. Just DM me at Ferran Sports on Twitter. That's at capital Ferrand, capital Sports, Ferran Sports on Twitter, and then we'll get you on the show and do a live 30-minute interview. And if you got music or whatever the case may be, we'll put it in rotation for 30 days, as long as it's clean and radio edited. All right, with that being said, we're going to go off into our music mix, and then we'll come back and close out the show. This has been the Stokers and Beer Radio Show. I am your host, Romero Fran, a.k.a. The Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning. I want to remind everybody out there, make sure you go get your flu shots, your COVID vaccine boosters at the same time. I want to remind everybody to be light, not darkness. Be love, not hate. Pray for peace around the world. And just want everybody to stay safe out there, and we'll be back on the show tomorrow, God be willing. So we'll see you then. We're going to go ahead and set black, fade off. Have a great day.